So many good things happening here on All Things Apostolic. We're going to talk about a few of them today. Stay tuned. Welcome to All Things Apostolic on this April the 7th. And we're glad that you're with us today. Time is quickly passing. We are not looking to the past with positive nostalgia, nor to the past with grief and bitterness. But we are grateful for the past, but we're living in the moment. We're living in the present, and we're anticipating a tremendous future and working towards that. So we're glad that you joined us here for a few minutes today. Some great things have happened and some great things are happening that I want to just tell you about. First, let me just mention to you a couple of things that are happening that I think are important. There is a BAM conference, Business as Mission Conference, in South Haven, Mississippi. And the date of that BAM conference is April the 24th and 25th, so it's not very far away, April 24th, 25th. There's a list of tremendous speakers there. It's a long list. You don't want to miss it. You want to be there. It's about you personally finding a place in God where you can be a blessing. That's the ultimate. But the only way you can be a blessing is for you to be blessed. There's a whole theology of this that is taught here at Wilson University, and also that others have the revelation about this. It's a tremendous and important revelation that brings blessing to the individual, whereby they can be a blessing to the kingdom of God around the world, and of course, at home in their local church. So that's April 24th, 25th, South Haven, Mississippi, the BAM conference. I think that the theme this year is Kingdom Launch. And those speaking, there's some, here's Jennifer Banning from the Mississippi State Supreme Court, where she's a member of it. Here's Nathaniel Urshan, Miles Young. There's others here. You may not have heard of them, but they have stories to tell. Matt Herndon, Grant Giovanni, David Howell. Also, Pastor Randy Williams, Galen Walters. Who else? Joel Holmes, Jesse Arthur, and I'm sure there'll be others. This is going to be a great conference, and so if you can go to it, we just want to mention it and let you know about it. Also, here's a couple pictures. I hope they're showing up while I'm talking about this, of the home of Pastor Jerry Raleigh, who was at home. And somebody called him and said, you better get out of your house right now. He was already in the bed. He woke up his wife, Frankie, and they just jumped in their clothes and hopped in the car and got out of the house, and within seconds, the house blew down as a tornado in Laurel, Mississippi hit their home. They got out of the house, got in their car, and started driving down their driveway to get away from the storm, and went down in a little dip, and a tree fell in front of them and stopped them. They backed up and tried to get out, and a tree fell behind them and stopped them. And so they just had to sit there. Their house blew down, about looks like half or two-thirds of it blew down, and it just shambles. Anyway, but they are all right, and we thank God for that. And for the last year or so, Sister Frankie Raleigh, the pastor's wife, had been praying that God would help them to sell their house so they could move closer to the church and be closer to the church. And so she must have prayed a little too hard. The Lord fix that. But thank God anyway that nobody's hurt. And there were people hurt in the storm, but not them. The same storm blew right across the street, turned a lady's trailer over. She lost her life. So that whole community needs prayer. And the Raleighs need prayer at this point. They've got to figure out where to go and what to do. And but thank God that they are safe. So you just don't know what's coming tomorrow. It pays to always be ready and not to be saying, well, I'm going to get ready. It pays to be ready for any event. So the presence of the Lord protect them. We're thankful for that, and we appreciate that. We're trying to just be a little more conscious of here of talking about some of the events happening across America that apostolic people can go to that are tremendous. And one of the premier apostolic youth events in America is Peak Conference. And I think somebody told me it's the largest annual youth conference there is. And I would say if you're going biannual, there's it would be the second largest. But it's a tremendous conference. And this year, I was just looking at the list of who's preaching this year. Brother Nathaniel Urshan is preaching. Brother Miles Young is preaching. Brother Nathan Cox is preaching. If you know these people, you know it's going to be worth going there. Brother Nathan Holmes is preaching. Brother Cody Marks is preaching. The dates are July 16 through 18. It's a $40 sign up. So yeah, I would encourage you to do it now. Get your kids there. Get your young people there. Get yourself there. It's going to be great. And it's sponsored by the Youth Council of the Worldwide Pentecostal Fellowship. They're doing a tremendous job. This youth council puts it all together, makes sure the bills are paid, picks the speakers. Of course, they're approved, but they set up the program. And now for a number of years, they have been doing a stellar job. And we appreciate that we have such a tremendous conference for our young people to go to. Years ago, one of my mentors told me, you always need to have a place for your people to go. If you're a pastor, you need to have a place for your people to go. And you need to have something for your people to host. So here is the place to go. When you get there, you're going to find buses and vans by the dozens of young people who have come together. And this helps them to recognize that there's a bigger world of true, authentic apostolic young people that are committed to bringing the gospel to the human race, the good news, and to doing things that are that represent the power and the goodness of the gospel. They're exposed to Hope Corps. Hope Corps is a program where they get out of high school and they get initiated to the real world from a missionary viewpoint. And they take three or four courses at Wilson University, which are college courses, which apply to their bachelor's degree or AA. So it's not like more extra work in their life. It plugs right into their AA or their bachelor's. And then they go to an ITW, which stands for Intensive Training Week. And the Intensive Training Weeks are held this year, as they were last year, in Roatan, which is a beautiful island off of the coast of Honduras in the Caribbean Sea, in the Gulf of Mexico, or the Gulf of America, whichever you want to call it. The second one is held in Rosarito, Mexico, which is in Baja, which is a beautiful right on the ocean location. And then they're held in the city of Los Angeles. And so these are the three places where you can sign up. In fact, Hope Corps has opened the website to sign up for one of these three ITWs. So if you're in Hope Corps, then you want to go ahead and sign up while you can, if you have a preference of to where you go for your ITW. All three of them are incredible. All three of them, when people go, they say, I would go back to this place for an ITW. And so you can't go wrong, but you do have a choice. And that is if you complete all of your Hope Corps work and are prepared to go. So it's going to be a great time. You'll be with other young people who have said, by virtue of the fact that they're in the program, we want to be among those who, in terms of commitment to Jesus Christ, are the elite. We want to be among those that are sold out to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And really, that's what Hope Corps is. It's looking for those who are not satisfied with mediocrity, who have a deep and burning passion to learn more and go further. And so I'm always a little bit, sadly, amused at people who think, well, I've already arrived. None of us have arrived, and there's so much more to learn and so many glories and wonders that come out of God's Word and that come out of learning and come out of the Spirit and come out of the combination of the two in experiential ministry. So this is a great thing. And you can go to the Hope Corps website. You can get the dates of when each of these ITWs are going to be held this year and make your choice. That's available now. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that in conjunction with Peak Youth Conference. And every apostolic young person ought to go to Hope Corps. If you heard the reports of pastors where their young people have been to Hope Corps and come back to the local church, they are stellar testimonies that just sparkle with gratitude that this program exists. So go to the website. If you're not signed up, get signed up. If you are, if you want a particular ITW, now's the time to do that. So anyway, so last week we were in a conference, a great conference, in it's the Summit Conference in Spokane, Washington. And it was a great time there, great conference. Mark Dross preached on Wednesday night. What a great job he did. Wade Bass preached on Thursday morning. Equally great job, if you think about these names. And then Thursday night was Charles Robinette. Great job. And then I preached Friday morning, and Brother Matt Tuttle preached Friday night. And if you think about those names, you will realize Mark Dross is an evangelist missionary evangelist. Wade Bass is a missionary evangelist. Charles Robinette is a missionary evangelist. And Matt Tuttle is a former missionary that's still connected with the mission in the Netherlands. And so this was a missionary focus and emphasis, and it was a great conference. And we were particularly touched by the ministry of Brother Robinette, who has, I'd never heard him preach before, but who preached with such pure passion and intensity and sincerity, and got to preaching about men should not be, that are preaching the apostolic truth should not be restricted from one another or from preaching in any place where it's an apostolic matrix because of some problems of the past or some perceived problems of the past. And while he was preaching, it was so refreshing because he said, he preached quite a while about that subject, and he was pretty emphatic about it. And then when he got down through preaching for a while, he said, now I know that there's people, words to this effect, I know that there's people that are going to say he is a hypocrite. But he explained it. He said, I am not a hypocrite. And he said, I'm not a hypocrite because I have myself become aware that I was wrong, because he himself was one of those that was saying, well, you could preach for this one, but you can't preach for this one, and so forth. And it was a tremendously refreshing moment in the conference in which a man was open in a raw and honest way while the anointing of God was all over him. It was a moment to remember. And of course, I agree with him that if you're apostolic, you believe the truth, and you are preaching for the sake of reaching the world and the preservation and advancement of the apostolic movement, that everything, nothing else has primacy of place over that. And nothing else has primacy of place of unity in those areas. And so it was just a great moment. Now, I don't know, you know, what other people's going to say about it, but I'm just telling you, it was a refreshing moment in time. And you could feel the Holy Ghost there in that place. And it ended up preachers praying for each other. And Brother Robinette said, would you, the chairman of the meeting and myself, would you pray with me? And we did. It was a tremendous moment with some great men who are advancing the gospel and doing what they can to accomplish the work of God. So, yeah, it was a great time. And out of that, we trust that there'll be more good things that will come. Good things that will come. So today I just felt like, you know, talking about some of these things would be beneficial. The last night, Brother Matt Tuttle preached. He did a tremendous time, a tremendous job. He ended up with having families come to the front. It was a like a family consecration time. And Thursday day, Brother Bass had a young people's invitation at the end of his message. It was just a well-balanced situation. And people in families understanding that you can't talk about doing great things in ministry if you can't even get the basics together about your family. And that goes for all of us. That goes for whoever's listening here today, including myself. And so these are basic things about the work of God. So anyway, keep these things in mind. And also, if they're affecting any of you, then act on them and get signed up. You can sign up for PEAK. You can sign up for where you want to go to your ITW in Hope Corps. You can go to any of these meetings, and you're going to be tremendously blessed. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today.